Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has made multiple statements that Michigan residents don't trust the safety of the water they drink and also don't trust state government. I agree. There is one solution that takes care of both of these concerns that I am waiting for the governor to advocate, which is privatizing water systems across the state. Did you know that private water companies operate more than 2,000 water treatment and pumping facilities under public-private contract arrangements, serving more than 73 million Americans? This doesn't count the millions of people who generate their own water out of wells on their property. The largest private water utilities have an extraordinarily better record at complying with safety and other standards specified in the Safe Water Drinking Act than do government systems. For instance, an analysis of Environmental Protection Agency violations, fines, and other action orders per million customers from 2000 through 2011 showed that government water utilities and smaller private systems have more than 300 times the rate of infractions than do the largest private water utilities. I don't know about you, but with a track record like that, I would certainly trust obtaining safe water from private businesses than government operations. Remember, it was government corruption in the Detroit Water and Sewage Department, which serves about 4 million people, that led to mismanagement and high fees. It was the constant price increases that led Flint city officials to seek an alternative source of water, which itself was mismanaged by that city's officials. And you know the tragic consequences of what happened there. Private water utilities are subject to the same or more stringent quality standards as government systems. If they fail to maintain quality and safety, they can be fired and be held legally and financially responsible for their failure. If governments fail to deliver safe water, the residents are pretty much out of luck. Take a look at Indianapolis. 8 years ago, it transferred its water and wastewater systems to a nonprofit charitable trust for $1.9 billion, including a cash payment of $500 million. That payment funded infrastructure like roads. Governor Whitmer, are you listening? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.